Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say, carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Masquerading as a man with a reason, my charade is event of the season. And if I claim to be a wise man, well, it surely means that I don't know. On a stormy sea of moving emotion, tossed about, I'm like a ship on the ocean. I set a course for winds of fortune, but I hear the voices say, carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
that was Nani with like the main song from
Supernatural song.
Yeah, this is like the main like theme.
So. I wouldn't know.
It plays on all of the like the season, the spar thingies on Supernatural.
Like, it's like every season they play this song, so it's really cool. What do you think, Valk?
I think I love the song. Like the beginning sounded really cool. Like I really loved the emotion you had in this because most of the time, other than like the original, I feel like people don't like. They just are like, this is a rock song, so I'm gonna rock it, and they don't like fully encompass the emotion of the song. But I think like you did that really well. I'm not sure if it was my headphones, because my headphones are like dying. But like the music sounded a little low. Like volume wise to
the
me.
The levels were okay for me, but.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't paying attention to my headphones. Sorry.
Dun, dun, dun. And like, some parts sounded a little low for you. And like the harmonies kind of sounded like. They didn't sound like off, but they kind of sounded like they didn't mesh exactly with the lead vocal, but like they were. On pitch and everything, but like I really really like the emotion, and your voice is always awesome, so I don't know, but like the song is kind of like like I like the first half, but then like the instrumental breaks, it sounds like you're kind of like losing steam a little bit and stuff.
Yeah, like I kind of agree with Valk on this one. Like I felt like there were some parts of this that like I really liked. Like, I loved the opening part and the first verse, but then towards the end, like, you had a note that you held out, and then you did this, like, descending run, and that kind of, like, was strange for me. And then, like, the second verse seemed a little, like, off, like, not pitch-wise, it just, like, it seemed like it was just, like, something was, like, there was, like, a disconnect or somewhere. And I wish you had, like, you kind of, like, I don't know, it was weird, because, like, there was some, like, I liked the part that, some of the parts that you changed, like, in the, like, the bridge part towards the end, I, like, liked some of that, but then I wish you had, there was a couple parts where I wish you had belted just, like, a tiny bit more, just because I know that you can.
Yeah, I would have liked more belting throughout, I think it would have, like, compensated for the lowness of it.
Yeah, like, it kind of shocked me, I was like, oh, whoa, she's singing, like, there, okay. But I really did really like your performance, like Valk said. I thought you had a lot of emotion on it, so I really liked that. What do you think, beloved?
I mostly agree with all of that. I agree with, like, the first half of the song and the second half. I enjoyed the first half a lot more, definitely. And also the note about the higher Don't You Cry No More and then the descending run. I don't think the notes were weird because I think in the original he does like a descending thing there also. I think it's just you pronounced this W sound every time you change notes and that just bothered me a little bit, I think. I really liked your harmonizing bits, but I feel like your main melody didn't blend with the rest of the harmonies. I'm not sure if it's because... Actually, I think it is. I think the energy that you had for the main melody vocal was just a lot higher than you had in the other harmonies, so it just didn't blend quite as well as I would have liked it to. I feel like if you had just bumped up the energy in the other parts, it would have just made it that much better. Not that it was bad to begin with, because your harmonies are always great. But I feel like it just could have been a little bit better. I really loved your first verse. I actually prefer your lower range. That's just me, though. So I really enjoyed your verses a lot more.
Oh, but I the love second your verse, lower range, too. I was, sorry.
Yeah,
me.
I think for me it was just surprising because I know that she can belt that. So I was like, whoa.
Yeah, Yeah, I agree. I mean, everyone knows that you can belt, but I just kind of prefer your lower range personally. I enjoy listening to it more. So this was a nice change for me. I actually really liked this a lot.
Oh, cool.
I had that sometimes the melody or some notes here and there sounded weird. I'm
Oh,
not
yeah, the
sure if it
melody
was,
was, yeah.
yeah, I'm not sure if it
The
was that the notes were
melodies
off or that your
were
enunciation was just kind of skewed a little bit, so it made the tone, the notes sound a little bit different. I'm not sure what it was, but just something about it was weird in places. But yeah, that's all my notes.
Yeah,
I
I didn't
thought
really
overall this was
like.
good, though.
Yeah, I didn't really like the melody switches you did, but I'm like obsessed with the original, so.
Yeah, me
So I'll let
too.
it
I love
slide.
Snatch. That's all, though.
All right. Up next, we have Skywish.
Ooh.
Okay, we shall.
Here we go. I see the bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. I hear hurricanes are blowing. I know the end is coming soon. I fear rivers overflowing. I hear the voice of rage ruin. Don't go around tonight. Well, it's about to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Kick it! Hope you are quite prepared to die. Looks like we're in for nasty weather. One eye is taken for an eye. Well, don't go around tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Well, don't go around tonight. Skywisha.
Hey, Michelle.
Oh my god, Sky, this was so cute. I like really liked this a lot. Oh my gosh. It was like I don't know, it was like really cute. I don't know. I liked your bounciness that you had. I thought that like felt the song. I did think it was a little like I did think it was a little like happy for the subject matter, but like
Oh, I don't know what the song's about.
you critique stealer, you.
I know, I'm sorry, but I agree. It did. It she was like see, she was like there's trouble on the way and I'm smiling. But
She's escaping it because she's sky, where she like flew
that's true.
away on a cloud or something.
I just like I really loved how you sang this. I loved your layering. I loved your harmonies. I absolutely adored your like the guitar was
The
like was amazing. Like I don't know why, but like only you could pull that off. Like I
gets
feel like that's such a like Skywish thing. I can't imagine anybody else doing it.
hard.
But I really loved that. So I really, really liked this. This was my favorite of the night, so. What do you think, Beloved?
This was really funny. Like, I'm not sure whether to take it seriously or not, because...
It was so cute!
And then the overall tone was just so funny. Vocally, I thought it was great. You sounded awesome. There were a couple parts here and there that were a tiny bit off, but nothing major at all. That was... Oh, and I liked your harmonies a lot. Great job on those.
Yay!
That's really all I can say.
That's so great.
I laughed a lot.
What'd you think of El Cari?
This is so funny. This makes me want to, like, bring back Lone Star just so you can be on it. Because it's in a country to me. But, like, yeah, like, I thought, like, the harmonies at the beginning sounded a little off. But then, like, I didn't care when the air guitar came in. It was so funny. And I was, like, laughing the entire time. Like, it's just, like... Your vocals sounded awesome. I, like, wasn't even paying attention to the lyrics, so I was like, your voice sounds awesome, the energy's awesome, and the air guitar is so adorably hilarious. So I was like, yeah. This is my favorite of the night, too. It was awesome.
Skywish.
Skywish,
ah!
Skywish! Bye!
Up next, we have a shop of cookies.
Oh, boy.
Alive.
I've rocked them all. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I want it dead or alive. I'm a cowboy. I've got the night on my side. I want it dead or alive.
That was cookies.
Cookies.
Cookies. Okay. So for me, cookies, I felt like I liked your singing on this, though some of your runs were a little strange for me. I liked your energy. You had some nice growls. I liked your harmonies, though some of your like timing felt a bit like weird, like, or not timing, but like syncing, because like your timing wasn't really off, but like sometimes like it felt a little, like the syncing felt a slightly like not complete. And there was also one place where it sounded like you stumbled on a word, and I didn't write down what the specific word was, but I was like, I wrote stumble, so that's why. So this was kind of like middle of the road for me. Like, I don't think it was like the worst of the night, but it wasn't like my favorite, but I thought you like performed nicely. What do you think, beloved?
I thought that this was a good song for your voice type. I feel like your vocals were a little bit dry, though. Like, they could have used a little bit more reverb, I think. Just a little bit, though.
I could see that.
And I feel like the layered vocals towards the end, they kind of bothered me a little bit, but I think the reason is because they were just so pronounced. I think they should have been a little bit more in the background, because it just kind of like battled with the main vocal. And then it was also off pitch sometimes. I don't know. Sometimes I really liked this, and then sometimes I didn't. I just feel like it was kind of just a little bit messy, I guess. I don't know. I was just kind of iffy about it.
Val?
Yeah, I agree with the messiness. Like, I think you had good energy, and, like, it fit your voice. But I think overall it was just kind of, like, messy sounding. Like, it kind of sounded like you were slurring in the first verse, and, like, the runs were kind of, like, not as polished as they could have been, I think. I don't know, it sounded like this is going to be mean. But it sounded like you were singing with a bunch of saliva in your mouth to me, like and that's, like, what made it sound kind of, like, I don't know, it just sounded like your mouth was full of something, and you were singing, and, like, yeah, so that made it sound messy to me. But, like, it is a good song for your voice, and I really liked, you, like, had the energy, like, nailed down, but, like, I wish it were a little more polished.
All right. So, moving on to the last person of the night, which is Lash.
Lash, Lashay.
We'll be right back.
that was Lash, the last of the night, doing the last Supermassive Black Hole. what did you think, Beloved?
I think I like this out of all of the Supermassives tonight.
Yeah, me too.
Definitely.
That being said, I feel like, for the most part, you were a tiny bit sharp, and it was mostly pronounced in the ooze, for sure.
Oh.
But in general, I think you were a tiny bit sharp a lot. But it was just, it was so small that it wasn't that noticeable, but it was just kind of like, there's something wrong with this, what is it? And that's what it was. But I loved your tone for this. I thought you really put a lot of yourself in it, and it made it different, but in a good way, and I really liked it. And I loved how you, like, did that whisper thing for the Supermassive Black Hole part, you know? I thought that was really cool. I liked it a lot. But I was missing effects. I feel like I wanted some effects, and there weren't any.
Yeah. I was kind of sad that there were no effects.
I know.
What did you
It was think? Good without it, but I feel like it could have been amazing with it.
With it, yeah. What did you think, Val?
I agree. This was the best Supermassive of the night. It was like, yeah. It was, I expect this song to be, like, super sexy and stuff, like, especially after hearing what the lyrics are. And, like, you totally brought the sexy. And I've never heard a girl gender bend this, so that was fun to listen to. I really liked, like, the sliding you were doing, like, in at the ends of the phrases and stuff. And, like, I thought that there were a decent amount of effects, like, I don't know. Yeah, I was just, like, enjoying this the entire time. I liked the background vocals, and the lead was cool, and it was sexy. And, yeah, this is definitely the best one of the night.
Yeah, this was my favorite of the three. I agree with Beloved on the sharp thing. I noticed that the most on the, like, ooh, like, those runs. I, like, noticed that that was, like, slightly off. I didn't really notice it as much in other places, but I definitely noticed it on your ooze. I really loved your energy. It was, like, super sexy. I liked that. I thought it was cool. It, like, was definitely different from the two boys' versions, which was, it was great. I, like, really enjoyed that. I agree with Doc. I really would have liked some more effects. Like, I know you're a really good mixer, so it would have been cool to have some of that kind of, like radio-y sound. I know, like, I don't know what it's called on other, like, mixers, but I know on GarageBand it's called, like, you can either do, like, radio effect or, like, megaphone, and they give you that kind of, like, radio-y quality, like, walkie-talkie. I don't know how to, like, describe it. So that would have been kind of cool, I think, in some places. But yeah, I really liked this for you, Lash. I thought it was a solid submission. So yeah. We're gonna go quickly talk about results, and then we'll be back. All right, results. Okay. All right. Who won for you, Valk and Bolt?
Sky Wish
one for me as well.
I had Snowfender in first.
Woo.
For me.
Where was Sky Wish for you?
Right after her.
Oh. All right. So, there we go. Sky Wish is safe. And so is Snowfender.
And Snowfender.
I had Snow right after my second place person, which was Lash.
Yeah, Lash was my second place, too.
Woo! Yay, Lash. All right, so Snowfender, Skywish, and Lash, you guys are safe. Who did you have next, Beloved?
I had Dylan next.
All right, Dylan, you are safe. I had Nani.
Is that a question?
No, I was just saying, like, I have Nani. okay, so left is Cookies, Jeffers, and Blackjack. Would you like to save one, Valkyrie, Celeste?
No. I'll save Cookies. I don't like this bottom, though.
I know. I love Jeffers and Blackjack both so much.
I know. I don't like either of them.
I don't either, like, at all. Okay. I want to make sure you Sheree's like, that would be mean.
No!
I won't do it. I will do it. Alright. So we felt that, like, this was really close. We were, like, not. It was, yeah. But we decided that Jeffers beat Blackjack out by, like, a little bit. So, Blackjack, I'm really sorry, but you were cut this week.
No, I disagree. I had you guys tied.
But, just by, like, a tiny, tiny bit. I'm sorry, Blackjack.
No.
Okay.
You're awesome on this show, and, like, your singing is getting better, so keep on entering singing shows and actually sing.
Yeah. You got really far, Blackjack. Like, I feel like if you had done Rockstar Season 1, like, you wouldn't have gotten as far as this, and, like, you've improved, like, so much, and that's, like, so awesome. And, like, I love your singing, so I really hope that you keep entering singing stuff. Like, I really do.
Yeah.
Me too. And you're still sexy, so it's all good.
Okay, so next week, we decided to let Beloved come up with a challenge, because Valk and I have come up with some of the challenges. And so, what would you like to do? What is it that we're doing next week, Beloved? Would you like to say?
We're doing metal.
Oh, no! Scary! But actually, this is a pretty open-ended theme. We have a Wikipedia page that I will send out in an email that has, like, different sub-genres. And in each one, they give, like, examples of bands. Like, there's, like... in it, it's like these people, and like it has like lists of like possible artists you can do. So it'll be cool, because I think we'll get like a wide variety of things. So yeah, it's gonna be really fun to hear what you guys come up with for this.
I'm really with metal, so it's gonna be fun.
It is. It's gonna be really cool. And this was definitely something that we didn't do last season that I think Rockstar was missing, so I am pleased to say that it is here this time around. So I'll give you guys the list. You can kind of, like, pick one of the artists that they suggest, or you can kind of branch out, pick your own artist, as long as it falls under one of these categories. Wikipedia, like, lays it out pretty well. iTunes generally has a good, like, you know, say about what is metal, what is not, so, like, or, like, what it falls under, so like, check iTunes too if you're not sure, or you can just ask one of us. So good luck, and we will see you next Monday. We're going back to doing Mondays, sorry about today. Monday, January 23rd, it will be due at 11:59 p.m. and the show will air on Monday night, like after we record. All right, thank you guys, and good night.
Night.